If money affects your life in any way, Money Making Sense will talk about it. Be financially healthy, wealthy, and wise. Here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Welcome to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. Today, we're talking about your high school student and are they prepared to enter the world of college or just the real world, actually. Joining me today is Greg Merced. He is a certified financial planner. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Hey, it's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Greg, I recently read the survey, which is a little bit concerning, I would think, especially if you have children and you're hoping, hey, they're 18, they're out the door, I don't have to take care of them financially anymore. But this survey interviewed teenagers themselves, and it says 1 in 3 teens don't believe they will be financially independent before the age of 30.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to make us all cry, huh?
Yes, because I've already spent a couple $100,000 a year on
exactly.
Raising this child to 18, and I'm going to help them with college a little bit. But once they're out of college, 22, that's it. My hands are washed, and my child is saying, oh, Mom, can I still have a few $100 to help me with rent? What is that about?
Well, what it's all about, I think, frankly, is not really setting the right expectations from the get-go. And really what we need to start doing is teaching kids at a very early age the very basics of good financial management. And then hopefully what we can do is turn that whole ship around and get them independent quickly. Because really, I think success is measured at, you know, can a kid get out there, be independent, and make it happen for themselves? And the two things that I think are primarily going to help that are, number one, establishing and cultivating a good work ethic. And then number two is get them so that they can manage money properly. And it's becoming increasingly hard to do that because the nature of money has changed so much in the last even 5 or 6 years. It's all invisible now.
Totally.
So it's very difficult. And parents are struggling with this across the board, which makes kids struggle with it.
Yeah, I have had conversations with coworkers who are the millennials. You know, they're in their mid-20s. And I have one who has never counted change ever. Barely understood.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, he's 25 and still kind of doesn't really understand the difference between a dime and a nickel. Looking at it, the nickel is bigger, so isn't that worth more than the dime? You know, I mean, we've had this conversation. And I was out in the workforce long before there was even cell phones. So nowadays, your smartphone, where everybody pays for that, nobody sees what money really is. And that's very concerning to me.
Yeah. It really is a problem because of the invisibility factor. I mean, it truly is. Like, imagine trying to teach a kid about something that they rarely ever see. It's a hard thing to do. And just to drive home the point just a little bit more, I think we really have to start changing the mindset of the parents first and foremost. Parents cannot keep, like, placating themselves by using or buying some piggy bank for their kid that sits on their dresser. Or, you know, let's do an envelope system where we stuff paper bills and coins in an envelope. All that stuff, jars and all this stuff, that's all too antiquated. It's like trying to teach your kid, I want you to drive a stick shift car, even though almost no cars are stick shift anymore. Like, we gotta just change the way we're thinking about all this. If we do that, they're going to start getting it.
What you're saying, I understand, like, maybe about some things being antiquated. However, if I go back to my conversation with my coworker who was struggling to identify a nickel versus a dime and which one was worth more money, if you're not showing people the jars and all that stuff and teaching kids that, how do you want to teach them about money?
I want to teach them in a digital way. I want to let them understand that 0.10 is the 10 cents, not what it looks like when you pull it out of your pocket. Because like you said, I mean, the kid hasn't even counted change before. It's because nobody carries change around and nobody pays for it like that anymore. If you get on an airplane and you want to buy something on an airplane, they won't even take cash. And that's becoming increasingly the case. So I think that whole tangibility kind of argument kind of goes out the window, because I could teach a kid what a penny, nickel, and dime look like and what they represent on a digital screen in like 5 minutes. And a kid can figure that out and say, oh, okay, that's what that is. Moving right along. Like we don't need that visceral interaction anymore. What we really need to do is understand how the invisible money flies around in the cloud and what it actually means. And the best way that you can do that is you tie it back to the earning factor. So how much is 0.25? Well, it's tied back to cleaning the toilet.
Oh,
or doing
I see.
Something that makes sense so that they can start understanding the true value of money.
Okay.
And so if you do that and you establish that early, then a kid starts to get it really quickly. And they're very smart. They get this stuff.
Right. So are there apps that are tied to do a chore, and if the child proves that they have done the chore and enter, you know, push a button, go, yes, I cleaned the toilet, then maybe I can come into the bathroom, go, oh, yep, you did it. And then I can push on that same app, go, okay, I've proven that they've cleaned the toilet. Now I will put in that 25 cents, the 0.25.
Yes. So, I mean, obviously we have that built into BusyKid, which is, we call it the activity stream, okay? And it's literally a big, long list of activities that the kids have done. And shows you what chores they've done. It shows you what money movement they've had within the app. And there's the great ability for a parent to be able to disapprove a chore. Because I think what you're alluding to is maybe, just maybe, a kid would try to game the system and say, oh, yeah, I cleaned the toilet, I washed the car, and I vacuumed, when they didn't do any of that. This is a great check and balance, right?
For a
parent to say, oh, no, you didn't, and you just, boom, tap a button, and next thing you know, it deducts that money from them. Great way to teach them, no, you can't do that. You have to actually work for the money if you want to get it.
We have to take a break, but when we come back, I want to go more into BusyKid with Greg Merced.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Money Making Sense, the show that if money affects your life in any way whatsoever, we're going to talk about it. Today, we're talking about teaching our kids to be financially independent by the time they graduate from high school, because according to a new survey, 1 in 3 teens doesn't believe they will be financially independent from their parents before they're 30 years of age. Joining me today is Greg Merced. He is the founder of BusyKid. And welcome back, Greg.
Hey, good to be back.
Right at the tail end.
Isn't that a crazy statistic? Oh, my goodness. That should put fear in all of us as parents.
We've got to
do something about it.
Totally.
You know, what I would like to do is get kids to where they are smart about their money and that they can make good decisions. And that just get their mindset to a point where taking out as little as possible so that they don't kind of shackle themselves with debt for years and years and years, and they can get to financial independence.
Right. Because
that's where we want them to get. But it starts way before college.
And what I think you're talking about is teaching children to understand compound interest, because that's what loans are building, is this compound interest. But so many kids aren't thinking about the daily effects that loans are building up, because they are hardly even looking 10 minutes into the future.
Exactly. I'm talking about something even more fundamental than that. What I'm talking about is, how do we teach a kid how to earn money? And then once they start understanding that, how do we teach them the very basics of finance, which are saving some money, sharing some money, and spending some money? Like, that's it. And if you think about it, that's reality. That's what all of us do as adults. We go to our jobs, we make some money, and then we use that money to save, put some in a 401k or something. We share, we give to a church or charity or something we care about, and then we spend the rest, right?
Right.
That's reality. That's what all of us do every day. So that's exactly what we need to be teaching our kids, like right out of the gate. Not like, oh, you earn 10 bucks and you spend 10 bucks. Like that doesn't work, right?
Right.
That kind of seems like the American way, but we need to change that, because if you look across the spectrum and all the data points to debt, national debt, student debt, consumer debt, like it's out of control. It's because we don't have a handle on the fundamentals of saving, sharing, and spending. That's what we need to do right out of the gate with kids.
Right. So you, as a certified financial planner, I'm assuming you have years of experience behind you. You kind of took that and everything that you've been seeing from people coming in to you going, oh, help me, I'm in debt and I need to plan for my retirement, which is in 3 years and I have no money. You kind of took that principle and developed this app?
Yeah. So think of BusyKid as your kid's first job with direct deposit. Okay. You literally give them chores to do. As they do them, we keep track of them. And then you're going to get a message on the Thursday that says, Johnny earned $20 this week. Do you want to pay him yes or no? And all you have to do is respond to that message and say yes. And we're going to take that $20 out of your bank account and bring it into our system and automatically allocate that money or split it up into what I just talked about, saving, sharing, and spending. So all of a sudden, they start learning, oh, that's what happens when I earn money. It gets divided up. And then I can go do different things with that money once they're in those buckets.
Wait
a minute. This is Finance 101 right away.
Okay. No, I love this idea, but I do want to ask, let's say I told Johnny, hey, if you take out the trash, clean the toilets, and unload the dishwasher, I will give you $20 for the week. That's your allowance, but only if you have done these three chores. What if Johnny did two of the chores and then Busy App clicks me and says, hey, here's the $20. You want to give it to him? Can I say he only gets $12 because he didn't do one of the chores?
Yeah. So what we do is we send you a message that reflects only the two chores that he did, right? So you would get that message that says, Johnny earned 12 bucks this week. Do you want to pay him yes or no? It's as easy as that. And if he clicked all three, but he really lied and he only did two, then you as a parent get to just disapprove that chore.
Oh, okay.
Which makes it easy, right?
Do you split up the money evenly? Like, or not you personally, but this app, BusyKid. If I say, okay, great, he gets all $20, do I get to say I want 10% of it for sharing and 20% for savings and then the other 70% he can spend? Or is it allocated by BusyKid automatically?
Yes and yes. Okay, so we do that for you just right away. We suggest an allocation based upon the kid's age. So it's, you know, 50% in save, 10% in share, 40% in spend, okay? But you as a parent can change that anytime you want. So, you know, if you say, well, I want my kid to save 80% of what he makes, okay, great, change it. So we try to do that heavy lifting for people, but if they want to change it, they absolutely can.
But
the greatest part about it is it's automatic once you set it.
Wow.
It's literally like set it, forget it. Once that money comes in, we're going to divvy it up based upon that allocation automatically. You don't have to mess around with it.
And where is the savings going? I mean, what if I want to, or the child wants to access that savings? If they came to me and said, hey, I really want this skateboard. And we say, great, out of your allowance from your chore money that you're getting, you can buy that, but you have to save up until you get it. How does somebody take that out of savings?
So this is the greatest part about BusyKid, okay? We have a partnership with Visa, and your kid can have their own Visa debit card. So literally, kid can grab his phone, pull up the app, and tap on one button that says transfer money to card, $20, $50 for the skateboard, whatever. And then you as a parent are going to get a message that says, Johnny wants to put $50 on his card. Are you okay with this? Yes or no? And then all you have to do is say yes.
Oh.
And that money's going to instantaneously go on his own Visa card. And then Johnny can go and buy his own skateboard at the store or online or whatever. That's the magic. That's where they understand, oh my goodness, I cleaned the car, I took out the trash, I did the dishes, and now I'm putting it on my own card and buying stuff. Like, that is how you make invisible money real to a kid.
So let's say Johnny originally came to me and said, I want this skateboard, and it's $200 skateboard. And they're, you know,
that's
maybe
a, that's a pretty expensive skateboard.
I mean,
what's going on up there?
I know it's got, I don't know, it's got gold.
What is going on?
it's gold plated. Who knows? But then 3 months into their savings and they've accrued that $50 or $60, Johnny sees something else shiny. Oh, I want this instead. They request the transfer over. And I see that on my phone and I go, huh, no, because you told me this money is going to a skateboard. And then I have to have that conversation with him going, your goal starting out was to get a skateboard. You cannot change your mind and decide that you want this instead, because they're going to buy it. And then 4 months later go, well, I don't have any money for the skateboard I wanted.
Yeah. So this is a perfect conversation starter, right? Which is great. That's what we want to do. So yes, that's exactly how it would work. Mom would say denied, and then they have to regroup and they have to talk about it. And who knows, he might talk you into getting the skateboard after all, and then say, okay, we'll make the request again and I'll prove it this time. But that's a perfect platform to start having conversations about money with your kid that you wouldn't otherwise have. It's a great thing. That's fantastic. That's what we want. That's what we want kids to have. And that interaction with a parent is key.
Awesome. We have to take one more break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up with Greg Merced. He is a certified financial planner. Welcome back to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. Today, it's money and your teenagers or your kids. We're finding out you got to start a lot earlier than most people think. But joining me is Greg Merced. He is a certified financial planner, but he's also developed an app called Busy Kid, which to me sounds like it's got a lot of the things that are really going to help parents teach their kids money in this day and age where it's all electronic. I really hate the word budget because I think to a lot of people it sounds like diet. And so with kids, I think they have a problem understanding that a budget can be a tool and not a restriction. In this case, this Busy Kid app could be help them understand allocation, which you've also used that term. I love the term allocation. You're just allocating your money. And as adults, we have to do that all the time. I get a paycheck. I allocate some of it to my mortgage. I allocate some of it to my car payment. I allocate for my groceries. That's what you're doing when you're on a budget. But this tool is teaching kids how to do that in an electronic manner. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I think that's exactly right. And one thing that we're very about is mirroring reality. It's not some virtual game. It's not some, you know, thing to do for fun. This is the real deal. And what we've really mirrored reality in so many ways. When a kid gets paid, it's every Friday, just like a real job. When a kid gets some money, it gets split up into saving, sharing, and spending. Like, that's the real world. That mirrors reality. That's what all of us do. So we want to mirror reality as close as possible because that's the world that they're going to go step into, and we want them to be proficient at this stuff. And so if they can learn that at an early age, it really changes the game, and especially when they can look at that money that they're saving and do some investing as well. And I just think this is such a wonderful opportunity for a kid and even a family. Parents have told me, oh, this is the first time we've ever invested and we're doing it all together. Like, this is great stuff when a kid can take some of that savings and invest it into fractional shares of stock And that's what they can do with Busy Kid. Holy smokes, a kid can now own Netflix instead of just watching it all day.
Right. So I think that's a great tool as well to make investing in the stock market less intimidating, because even adults, they're like, the stock market, oh my God, and like, I don't understand all the numbers, and what's the NASDAQ? It's very, very intimidating. How young are you? Because you keep saying as soon as possible, but what does that mean in your mind?
Literally, I think they need to start learning all this stuff when they're 5, 6, 7 years old. And that's a great thing for them to learn early, because you think about it, when does a kid really start earning money from somebody else other than you as a parent? It's usually in high school, right? They're 15, 16, 17 years old. And why are we going to wait for them to get that old and they start earning money that, oh, okay, that's when we start learning about it? No way, that's crazy. Then you'll be like every other teenager out there that says, yeah, I worked all through high school and I don't have a dime to show for it.
Yeah.
This is what happens if you don't lay the groundwork early.
And finances are almost another language, especially if you're talking stock market. So studies have shown that the younger a person can learn a new language, including finance, the better off they are at understanding it. So I love this idea that this program actually can start investing in the stock market as well, so they kind of see it and have a better understanding of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing about it is it really brings it down to their level, right? And makes it to where they can start participating. You know, I bet you there's hardly a kid out there that doesn't know what Apple is. They're thinking of the company that makes the phone and the iPad, right? And to have a kid say, oh yeah, I'm going to save up $204 to buy one share of Apple stock, which is what it's trading at now, is like daunting. That's a big number for a kid, especially if he's 9. So what we need to do is make it to where they can go in and they can buy $20 of it or $30 of Apple stock and a fractional share. And then all of a sudden, you still have the benefits of them having skin in the game. They use that money that they, you know, cleaned up after the dog and mowed the lawn and did all that stuff. They're still using that money that they've earned to buy that $30 worth of Apple. I've got 2 boys right now. One bought Ford and one bought Disney. And you know what? Both of them know what they're trading. Like, they always know. And they're always kind of rubbing it into one another. Like, boy, I'm blowing your doors off.
Right.
You should have bought Disney.
Right.
But isn't that great that a kid is starting to learn that stuff? The ups and downs.
Right.
You know, and then all of a sudden they know, oh, Disney's going to put out a new movie. Maybe that's going to move the stock. Then you've got some kid who's engaged and thinking.
I love that. Now, I do like anything that helps teach our kids how to understand money better. And this also has this stock market component. But how much is it going to cost me for that? Because maybe is it really worth it? Is this a monthly charge? I mean, what are you charging people to help their kids understand money?
So our service is $24.99 a year for the whole family, regardless of the number of kids you have, because I've got 6. So I didn't want to, you know, exclude a guy like me. So $24.99 for the whole family for the whole year. And when you buy stock, it's free. So, I mean, I love it. So, if they want a Visa card, their own Busy Kid Spend card, $7.99 a year for the card. So this is really affordable stuff. This is really powerful tool that can teach them financial fundamentals and how to earn money right out of the gate when they're young, which is going to change the way they think about money and earning money for the rest of their lives.
I do like that the trading, if you buy stock, that you don't even charge $1 a month, because I have an app that I love and I adore and I get to trade, buy stocks. It does charge me $1 a month, which is still extremely reasonable. I mean, for $12 for the entire year, I can trade as many stocks as I want. But yours is free for buying stock?
Yep, it's free to buy the stocks. It costs 99 cents if you sell the stock.
I can actually do my own investing with this app, not just the kids?
No, this is for kids. This is busy kids only. This is for them.
So all I get to do is approve or disapprove sending money to and from based on, you know, their chores or whatever, or send bonuses. But I cannot invest for myself or do the savings on for me.
Right. You gotta graduate into something more more adult oriented.
Okay. Well, that's okay too. I've got that too.
Exactly.
But thank you so much for letting us know about this great app, and hopefully some parents will try this with their kids. And joining me again thank you so much, Greg. You are Greg Merced. You are a certified financial planner, but you also are the founder of Busy Kid.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. You can email me with any questions or topics you want to hear about at hkelly@ksl.com. That's hkelly@ksl.com. And because this is Money Making Sense, you can subscribe for free on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense on the social media, Money Making Sense, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.